George Miller, who lived from 1805 to 1898, he built many orphanages in Ashleydown, England, and without a personal salary, he relied on the Lord to provide and supply the money and the food that was needed to support hundreds of homeless children, which he befriended in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A man of radiant faith, we're told, and we certainly have read his history and story. He kept a motto on his desk for many, many years, and it brought great comfort to him in very difficult and trying circumstances. It gave him strength. It uplifted his faith and his confidence in the Lord. His little motto that he had on his desk read like this: "It matters to him about you." Miller believed that those words captured the meaning of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." He rested his claim every single day for divine help and divine supply upon that great principle and that verse of Scripture. It matters to him about you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There is an eye that never sleeps, an eye that is focused upon you, that gives attention specifically to you as a child of God. It's the eye of your Savior. It's the heart of your Savior. And the ear is ever open unto your cry. Miller testified at the end of his life that the Lord had never failed to supply all of his need. And how true are the words of Miller? It matters to him about you. Really summarizing that text of Scripture in 1 Peter 5, 7. He careth for you. Our text tonight has to be one of the sweetest verses in the entire Bible. As one commentator put it, I quote, "The thought that God cares for me and then invites me to cast my care upon him is more than I can take in," unquote. And if Christ cares for me, and he does, and if it matters to him about me, and it does, then I honor him. I glorify him when I bring all of my care and I spread it like Hezekiah before the Savior. When I talk to him about those things that disturb me, those problems that are at my hand, those trials that I'm going through, that cross that I'm bearing, it's a wonderful thing to take it to the Lord in prayer, knowing he cares about you and it matters to him about you. Isn't that a wonderful thought? If you got nothing else from the message, although I believe you will, if you just got that little thought, it matters to him about you. He careth for you. Beautiful words. And the Lord himself is interested in you. You're his child. You're his servant. You are his beloved. You are his redeemed. And you will never be forgotten of him. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'll not be in want. My God shall supply all your need. Cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee, for he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Why? Because it matters to him about you. He cares for you. A little verses of a hymn go like this: There is an eye that never sleeps beneath the wings of night. There is an ear that never shuts when sink the beams of light. There is an arm that never tires when human strength gives way. There is a love that never fails when earthly loves decay. There is no love like the love of Jesus. He cares for you. So casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. It does matter to him about you. There is an eye that never sleeps. And we could take any one of those titles just to summarize the message tonight. He cares for you. It matters to him about you. There is an eye that never sleeps. That is, he's focused on you. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. That's the Lord your keeper. So let's come to the text tonight with that in mind. There is an eye that never sleeps. The Lord's focused on you 24/7. I want you to look at the text with me and notice some things for your benefit. Think first of all of the reality of personal care. Peter's talking about anxiety here. He's talking about stress. He's talking about soul trouble and mind perplexity. That word care is a very interesting word, for it carries the meaning of a division of the mind. That's literally what that word means in the Greek. It means a division of your mind, that your mind is not focused on one thing, but it's occupied and preoccupied with many things. There's a division of the mind. And where there's a division of the mind, there can be no real peace within. That's exactly what this word implies. So the word care is a very interesting word. It literally means to be preoccupied with something to access. That is, you live with it, you get up with it, you cope with it, you go to bed with it. It's like your food and your drink. You live with it every day, and it's a distraction of your mind, a disturbance in your soul. That's not healthy. That's not good. We've often heard the saying, that person has worried themselves sick. Well, that's what that word care means. It means to be worried so as to be unwell. Casting all your anxiety, casting that division of your mind, that trouble that's so perplexing that you live with every day, that you can't see any light in the tunnel that you're going through, casting all your care upon Him. It means we are caught up with something that causes us to lose our focus on those things that are around us. It causes us to literally be engrossed in a matter, that everything else falls and doesn't get the attention it deserves, even including the Lord, by the way. It means to be absorbed in something, captivated by something that takes over the life and leaves us that we're fearful and anxious and we're worried. And we can't even eat our food. We could hardly even get up to go to work. We could hardly even get to bed at night, and we couldn't even sleep. That's the kind of care that Peter's talking about. So he's dealing with the worst possible case. He's not dealing with something that's light or flippant. He's not dealing with something that is unnecessary. He's looking at the worst possible thing that could ever happen in your life. And I believe that maybe you're not there yet. But he says, even if you got there, you're still invited to cast that type of care upon the Lord. The closest we could get as an English equivalent of that word care, as I told you, is literally to be worried sick. It's an anxiety attack. It's to be frantic. It's to panic. It's to be so fearful that it changes your whole outlook in life. And Peter says that that's not to be the case for the believer. We are to trust in the Lord. And it is true, especially, that worry or anxiety causes us to fear because circumstances are out of our control. We don't have control over these things. And we tend to focus on the negative side of life, what might happen, what could happen, and generally it doesn't happen. And yet we worry ourselves sick. I rather like what D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, once said. Did you know that his favorite verse, D.L. Moody? You would imagine it would have been a gospel text. Can I tell you what his favorite verse was in all of the Bible? It was Isaiah 12 and verse 2. And here's what it says. I will trust and not be afraid. He used to say this in reference to that verse. You can travel first class to heaven as a believer, or you can travel second class. Which will it be? Because there's another verse that he quotes. That verse is in Psalm 56, and I think it's the verse 3, where it says, what time I am afraid, I will trust. That's second class. That is, I'm going to be afraid and fearful and careful and anxious about many things, and then after that I'll trust God. That's second class, he says. But the first class ticket to heaven, the one in which I'm traveling, is not Psalm 56 and 3. It's Isaiah 12 and 2. I will trust and not be afraid. It's a reversal. I will be afraid and then trust. I rather like the little boy's version of the great hymn, Trust and Obey. He was in Sunday school, he came home, and his mum said to him, "Well, what did you do in Sunday school today?" And he says, "We were singing a song." And she said, "What was it?" And the little boy says, "It was called Trust and Okay." Of course, he got it wrong, but there was more theology in the little boy's mistake, because it is true. When we trust, it will be okay. Trust and obey, yes, but trust and okay. So the little boy, in his mistake, he certainly had good theology there. Better to learn to trust in God and rest in His Word, to look to a faithful Lord who loves you, who will never cause you a needless tear, who works everything out for your good and for your eternal welfare, and is looking after you and is in control of you in all things of life, than to be afraid, than to mistrust. For as for God, His way is perfect. His will is best. His Word can be trusted. And He's faithful and He's in control, and He invites you to cast your care upon Him. Did our Lord Jesus not look into the heart of His disciples and He saw they were troubled? They had this type of care that Peter's talking about. And what did He say to them? I'll tell you what He said. You know the verse. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And did the Lord not say in ministering and pastoring Israel in the comfort chapter and chapters of Isaiah? You know, Isaiah's like a little mini Bible, 66 chapters as there are 66 books in our Bible, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. Did you know that the first 39 chapters of Isaiah deal with judgment, but from chapter 40 right to the end in 66, it's what is known as the comfort section. And you read these beautiful words, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And how many times do we need to hear it? Every day, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." So where we cannot trace the Lord, we're asked to trust Him. Trust honors Him. Faith glorifies Him. I trust you will do something today. Just press the pause button. As I heard from the little devotional from Sandown Free Church today, just press the pause button and be still and know that the Lord, He is God. He is God. So we have, therefore, the reality of personal care. Notice in the second place in the text, you have the remedy for persistent care. Look what it says, casting all your care upon Him. Now that's a very interesting word, because in the Bible we should study the words of Scripture, and especially where they're used elsewhere. On this occasion, we haven't too far to go. In fact, there are not too many places we need to go. Did you know that this word casting is only used twice in the New Testament? Only used twice. So if this word is only used twice, it has to be a very significant and a very special word. It's only used twice. Two's the number of witness. You'll not find this word anywhere else, but in 1 Peter 5 and 7, and the other references in Luke chapter 19 and the verse 35. For the word casting is a very interesting word as well. It means literally to throw upon. It means to hurl something upon. It means to cast something off, get rid of it, and place it on something else, casting all your care upon Him. And so you will find the verse in 1 Peter 5, 7. And the reference, if you would like to look at it, in Luke 19 and 35, has to do with the fact that the Lord was coming into Jerusalem, and they took the colt of the ass, and the Bible says that they cast their garments upon the colt of the ass. So here's what they did. They took literally off their garment. They weren't carrying it anymore. They didn't have the weight of it upon them. And they laid it on the back of the colt of that ass. And the Lord sat upon it, and it took him into Jerusalem. That's the word there. They cast their garments upon the colt. That's the same word in 1 Peter 5, 7. You'll not find it anywhere else in your New Testament. It's only used in two places. And both of those places refer to the removal and the casting or placing upon someone else. casting all your care upon him. And then it gives you the illustration how they took their garment off and cast it upon the colt. And the colt bore the weight of it and the burden of it. And they no longer had that weight. And so the picture is the Lord invites you to take your trouble, your fear, your anxiety, your worries now, whatever they are, and just put them into the hand of God and place them into his tender care. And he'll take that burden today. He'll lift that heavy load and he'll give you peace within. It's not that he takes it and you're just worried sick, or not that he takes it away and you're miserable. No, he takes it, and as he takes it from you and removes it from you, listen, he gives in its place a deep-seated peace. You know, the trouble may not cease. The difficulties may not go away. It may not be the case that you're no longer in that trouble or trial. But something will change, because there'll be an inward peace. There'll be a joy that's unspeakable. There'll be a calm in your soul. There'll be a settled spirit that you've never known before. You see, the picture is this. We are to place the entire weight of our troubles and burdens upon the Lord. Just as those garments in their entirety and weight and heaviness were placed upon the back of that colt, they cast their garments upon him. Can I say something to you? And that the teaching of this word casting is quite simply that we must cast our care upon Christ. We must throw our troubles at his feet. We are to rest our fears on the strength of his word and the many promises. We're to leave our worries with the Lord and to carry them, not ourselves, but give them to the Lord. During the time of war, they had a little song to boost the morale of the troops and people at home. And it was something like this. Take all your troubles and cast them into your old kit bag. And we know that in many ways they were really saying that you're not to be running about fretting and worrying, but just to take and cast all your troubles and throw them into your old kit bag and just go on your merry way in happiness and joy. Can I say something to you? That in any kind of trouble, the best thing to do is not to tuck them away in your old kit bag, but to take them to the Lord. You need to talk to the Lord tonight about that matter. You need to pray it through. And you need to spread it like Hezekiah before God. You need to leave it with him. There's no use coming to the Lord with your troubles and trials and just going away with them on your shoulders again. You've got to leave them. And you've got to know that they're in his hand and you're trusting him. And you've got to have the peace in your heart to know. Like the Shulamite, she came to the prophet. And when he says, "Is it well with thee?" It wasn't. Her son had died. It wasn't well with her. She had lost the son that the prophet had given in answer to prayer that God had given. And when she came, her faith was strong, even though the child had died. The prophet says, "Is it well? Is it well with thee? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the lad?" But it wasn't. And she wasn't telling lies. Here's what she said. "It is well. It is well." And God had given her inward peace, that the Lord had raised the child up again. And that's exactly what happened. And she was able to say, even in the midst of a storm like that, "It is well. It is well." Take everything to the Lord in prayer. Notice what it says, casting all, not some, all your care. Trust Christ to help you and to provide. And it's in the continuous tense, by the way. I would remind you of that. Casting all your care is in the continuous tense. That means it's not just a once for all, "Well, I did that before, I don't need to do it again." No, it's in the continuous tense, meaning you've got to continually cast your care. For what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You have here, then, the reality of personal care. You have the remedy for persistent care. And could I remind you in closing, and I believe this is where you will get a blessing from God if you listen. You have the reassurance of providential care. He careth for you. Do you see it? You have the reality of personal care, all your care. And then you have, do you not, the remedy for persistent care, cast it upon the Lord. And then the Lord gives you what I believe is the icing on the cake. And it is the reassurance of providential care. He careth for you. Now that's a very different word from the word care that's first mentioned in the text. Casting all your care. He cares. It's a totally different word with a totally different meaning. One is to be focused upon in a negative and an unhealthy sense, whereas this word, he careth for you, literally means to be focused upon, to give particular attention to, with the desire and longing to help that person and comfort that person. So he is focused on you. And I mean this. I'm not trying to be smarter than our translators or even to take an English word, what it has here, or even a Greek word and give it a meaning it doesn't have. I'm giving you a meaning it does have. It could be translated anyway, for that's what it means. To be focused upon. So casting all your care upon him because he's giving attention to you. Because he cares for you, he loves you, because he's focused upon you, because his eye never sleeps, and his eye is open, and his ear is open, and there's an arm, and there's a heart, and a love. It's to give particular attention to, with a desire to help. And you know, God's care of you isn't that he's worried about you. God's not sitting in heaven worried sick about his church and his people, Christ's bride, his elect, his redeemed, his beloved. His servants, his dear children, the Lord's not sitting up there fretting and all the holy angels round him putting an arm round God and saying, well, if no one else loves you or cares for you, we're here to support you. God needs no sympathy. He needs no tears. He needs no arm around the shoulder. I'm telling you, he's the God of all comfort. Every comfort, all source of comfort comes from him. And he's focused upon you. He's not anxious. He's not worried. No matter what's going on around you or within you, no matter what turmoil you're going through or trial or trouble, the Lord's not fretting. Oh no, not one bit. The Lord's at peace and he's focused upon you and he has given attention to your situation. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? For it means to be focused upon. It means to see and not miss anything. It means to have an eye upon you. And that's why we said we could have given it this message any title. It matters to him about you. That's a good title. He cares for you. That's a good title. But equally, his eye never sleeps. He's focused on you. He's looking to your need right now. Many, many years ago, King Edward was visiting a school and all the children were asked to line up as the king would pass by. So they would be very near to the king. They would see him in the flesh. He would literally walk by them. But they were also told and schooled by the teachers that they were not to speak. They're not even allowed to even interrupt the king. They certainly could not step out and ask him a question. They must stand still. Now, if the king speaks to them, they were permitted to answer. And so they all stood still. A whole line of children, and the king arrived. What excitement there was. What joy. The little children could hardly contain themselves. And he began to walk past each child, teachers and all, the whole school. One of the front rows was a little girl, and her eye was fixed on the king. She followed him from the start of the line right to the end of that line. And as the king passed by and got to the end, and then was escorted into the school itself. The little girl standing in the front row. One of the teachers looked across and tears were streaming down her face. She was sobbing uncontrollably. The teacher rushed over immediately and asked her this question. Did you not see the king? Did you not see him? And she did. And she cried through her tears. I did see him. But the king didn't see me. Because he didn't stop. He didn't speak to her. And the little girl felt that keenly. He didn't see me. And maybe he didn't. Maybe he missed that little girl among all the children. And he probably did. But child of God, can I say something to you? A greater king walks by. and he cares for you. He's focused upon you. His eye is never shut. His eye never sleeps. And he sees your tears. He knows your heartache. He feels your pain. He understands what you're going through because he cares for you. It matters to him about you. There is an eye that never sleeps. I read a beautiful illustration of a little sparrow who had built its nest in a freight car. While it was in the workshop getting repaired, when the car was in order and started again and brought into service in that train station, a nest full of little sparrows seemed to be just about to be robbed of their mother and of their very lives. Although the car traveled in the train several hundred miles, the mother bird would not leave that nest of young sparrows. The sympathy of the train men was very touched by this little mother bird. They notified the division superintendent, who immediately ordered the car out of commission until the little birds were able to care for themselves. Now, let me say this, child of God. If a great railroad system can be ordered to cease so as to protect helpless little sparrows, is it too hard to believe that the great God of the universe, your God, can order all things for your good and for your eternal well-being? You see, friend, God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, and peace without pain. God hath not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain rocky or steep, never a river turbid and deep. But God has promised strength for today, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace in your trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy and undying love. Let us leave the unknown future then in the Master's hand, whether sad or joyful, Jesus understands. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, for God will take care of you. Cast your burden on the Lord today. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear, for burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. There is an eye that never sleeps, casting all your care upon him. Why? He careth for you. May the Lord bless his word to all of our hearts.